Longtime fans of the comedy website Funny or Die know this already, but for the rest of you, this is the theme song of Between Two Ferns. The web series mimics a low-budget cable-access interview program.
It's the brainchild of actor and comedian Zach Galifianakis. He plays an unprepared host who fumbles through awkward conversations with celebrities. But the guest of his latest episode, released today, is a little different.
My guest today is Barack Obama. President Barack Obama.
Good to be with you, Zach.
First question. In 2013, you pardoned the turkey. What do you have planned for 2014?
Yes, the host of Between Two Ferns is an imbecile, a very rude one.
Do you send Ambassador Rodman to North Korea on your behalf? I had read somewhere that you'd be sending Hulk Hogan to Syria, or is that more of a job for Tanya Harding?
Zach, he's not our ambassador.
What should we do about North IKEA?
But President Obama wasn't there to talk about North IKEA or other foreign policy questions for that matter.
The president agreed to be a guest on Between Two Ferns to pitch Obamacare. His appearance on the online program is the latest attempt to reach a younger audience.
Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov works great now.
And the president kept pitching, but it came at a price.
The truth is that they can get coverage all for what it costs you to pay your cell phone bill.
Is this what they mean by drones?
The segment is 6.5 minutes long, and the president came ready to play, quickly trading barbs with Zach Galifianakis.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously? What's it like for this to be the last time you ever talked to a president?
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times.
Actually, I think it's a good idea. If I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third Hangover movie. Didn't really work out very well, did it?
But whether it's your brand of humor or not, it seems that the stunt is paying off. It's already gotten more than 5 million views.
And the White House says the website Funny or Die, which hosts the comedy show, was the number one source of referrals for people clicking over to the Affordable Care website this morning.
This is NPR News.